Why don't you just close your eyes and let the word go into your heart? Later on, you can study this out of your own. But I just want to obey and give you Amos chapter 9. Verse 11 says, "In that day I will restore David's fallen tent. I will repair its broken places, restore its ruins, and build it as it used to be, so that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations that bear my name, declares the Lord, who will do these things. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when the reaper will overtake the plowman, the planter by the one treading the grapes. New wine will drip from the mountains and flow from all the hills. I will bring back my exiled people, Israel. They will rebuild the ruined cities and live in them. They will plant vineyards and drink their wine. They will make gardens and eat their fruit. I will plant Israel in their own land, never again to be uprooted from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God." Now you've heard his word. Who can tell me what it means to them?
Well, for me, it was something that me and I know Lori have been praying for the last couple days, was that all the things have been taken from us that were supposed to be ours, but were not ours. Because of either choices we made or choices that were made for us, or just because of attacks from the enemy, that we were claiming all that back. And not just that back, but with our exponential increase, with our interest.
Yes.
And the restoration of not the temple that we have now, but the temple that we're supposed to have had that we don't presently have because of life circumstances.
Okay.
For me, that's what.
Okay. Who else? Take a stab at it, Bob?
It's about second chances, but rejuvenation is about rehabilitation. About a new covenant. In the context of the Old Testament. Sort of simplicity of life, ebbs and flows, peaks and valleys. Life's hope. Another day, better day.
Good. Okay. Anyone else? Sister Yvonne? What does it mean to you?
No matter what it looks like.
No matter what it looks like.
Direction that I might think it's going. The Lord is going to fix it.
The Lord is going to fix it. Yep. Everything is going to be all right.
The Lord is doing.
The Lord is doing a marvelous work. Okay, Eugene.
Everything is going to be okay as far as it goes. just trusting him.
Trusting him. Gail?
During our communion, I took communion for all those I hurt over the years from bowing my knee to self-condemnation, that there was a number of people that I hurt. As I'm allowing the scripture to take root, I'm believing that God will restore. And for them, and restore.
Recreate.
Recreate all the damage done and all, make all the changes from His glory that reverse.
Amen. All that. The plowman overtaking the reaper. The one that's plowing actually goes faster. The acceleration of time is going to be so intense in the days ahead that it'll shatter your patterns of timings that you're accustomed to, because instead of saying God is slow, you're going to say, God, can I catch up? Peggy?
The old being taken out and the new being...
All right. The old way out, the new way in. All right?
I could tell you, but then I just have to repent later, so I'm not going to lie. Honestly, because you know, I could sit here and I could give you a bunch of mumbo jumbo, but really I would just be lying. While you were speaking, I was somewhere else, because now here's my excuse. I know it sounds crazy. Now listen, this is for real. Before I came tonight, I usually grab, I have like this Lily of the Valley oil that I always bring with me.
Yep.
And tonight, I just had this press not to bring that one. I have like 6 or 7 other ones, so I was just going through them. And while I was sitting there praying, the one that I grabbed, that I was pushed to bring, was the cedars. So I'm sitting here and I was going through what he had said, and I'm going, whoa, that's the reason I bought them. For real. I mean, so that was like somewhere. So, I mean, I would be lying if I told you I heard half of what you said.
That's okay.
I didn't.
You were in another space.
I was trying to
digest.
I was, because I was pushing this with that. I'm looking at it and he's going, talking about pomegranate, and I'm like, no, it's not, because I know that's not what he told me to bring.
Praise God.
So, I mean, that's confirmation as far as your cedars.
Yes, it is. It's definitely confirmation. But I was told not to touch you with it, just to let you inhale it, because it needed to go in. That was the press. Now, I anointed you on your wrists with the hyssop oil. But you ended up taking in the other. Andy, what does that scripture mean to you?
I don't think I really understood the full scripture. But listening to what everybody said,
yeah,
I really want to read it, because I keep getting family.
Family.
Not only I'm getting immediate family.
Yes.
Distant family and spiritual family.
Yes, all three.
And that's it.
That's awesome, isn't it?
I don't know what it means, though.
Well, I'll confirm that, because that's a little bit of what I saw. I saw old being changed. I saw what was being accelerated. Okay?
Acceleration, definitely. But also about God's word, His promises are through the generations and are coming true. Always.
Always. Good. Any additions? How many got blessed by the song, "If I Could Sit With You a While"? Thank you. Would you stand, please?
Todd Anthony, in case you decide that you would like to support him, he's a wonderful anointed worship leader.
All right. Father, I join my brothers and my sisters tonight in thanking you for the anointed vessels that gave us these songs, and that we end up just so blessed. Father, we lift up the body of Christ, the ones that are struggling in this area, the ones that are struggling even up north. In fact, I ask for special grace for that church that's having a problem in Bangor where their pastor has just left. And we just ask for your grace, Lord Jesus, to just flood them with your mercies. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you will accelerate the times for us, that you have promised us that this is a new day. This is a time of restoration. This is a time that that which was planted will grow. I want you to declare that with me. Lord Jesus, this is the season where that which was planted will overtake
those who are sowing.
And that which we have already sown will reap a harvest. I'm expecting a mighty harvest, Lord.
I'm expecting a mighty harvest, Lord.
And give me the courage to keep planting.
Give me the courage to keep planting.
Not to give up.
Not to give up.
But to really know.
But to really know.
That this is a season.
That this is a season.
Of acceleration.
Of acceleration.
Things are getting quicker.
Things are getting quicker.
And quicker.
And quicker.
And pretty soon.
And pretty soon.
We're going to probably ask the Lord to slow things down. But Lord, let it be your will.
Lord, let it be your will.
That I'll keep up with you.
That I'll keep up with you.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
Even for those that weren't with us tonight.
Even for those that weren't with us tonight.
That we carry them in our hearts.
Carry them in our hearts.
And they will be completed.
They will be completed.
Even those that listen to this message.
Even those that listen to this message.
May this refreshing wind. Touch them.
Touch them.
Breathe on them, Lord Jesus.
Breathe on them, Lord Jesus.
Let new life flow in.
Let new life flow in.
For your glory.
For your glory.
We ask that you would send them forth.
We ask that you would send them forth.
To the north.
To the north.
To the south.
To the south.
To the east.
To the east.
And to the west.
And to the west.
That the Lord's glory.
That the Lord's glory
may be seen upon them.
May be seen upon them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Any additions?
Father, we lift up Ryan in Trinidad. We know that you're forming a ministry in that man.
Amen.
We know, Father, that you have already met every expectation of finances that it will take from the beginning to the end of his ministry. But we're calling it forth now, Father, according to your will. All the finances, all the work, and all the things, Lord, that he needs to do to line himself up with what you want for him.
Amen.
We just call that forth right now in the heavens, right here on earth, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And he gives hope to himself that he's working hard to get the finances that he needs.
Amen. That's exciting. Anyone else?
I just want to add to yesterday was Monday, right?
Sounded like
me now. Yeah, I was talking to this young lady. She goes to some other church nearby where she lives. And we were talking about the anointing, the same scripture that gave to her. She was saying the pastor preached on that scripture, and he said that they don't have to anoint with oil because people are depending on the oil, and it's not the oil that's doing the healing, so they don't have to anoint with oil. It's not necessary. So I told her, I said, well, the Bible says that I should anoint with oil and pray the prayer of faith. Mm-hmm. So with that, I know it's not the oil that's doing the healing. I know it's the prayer of faith to the Father that will do it. And I just want to say how ministers and people of God are taking out words from scriptures and fixing it the way they want. So the saints of God, a lot of them are not getting the truth. And the Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. But when I spoke to her, she still didn't get what I was. She heard it. She said, well, the pastor says that we don't have to. And preaching that, it gets a lot of people confused. You know.
That's Babylon.
Father, we lift up these pastors in our direct area, in this vicinity, Lord, that you, Father, would touch their hearts and put your words in their mouths and not their own interpretation, Lord, of your word. But your words, Father, would flow from their mouths, that you would correct them in their ways, Lord, that you would correct them in your ways, so that your glory can just pour forth.
Amen. I'd like to confess their sin. Lord Jesus, your people perish for lack of knowledge. Lord, these that are taking shortcuts, just ask that you would forgive them, that you would wash away their sin, Lord Jesus, and really release to them revelation knowledge that they may grow in wisdom and in truth by your Spirit. We ask that you would set them free with a new beginning, like you're giving us. Give it to them as well. Amen?
Amen.
And amen.